Hey, good morning. Welcome into In Focus News Radio KMAN here. It's 9:07 and show lineup today looks like this. We'll be talking with USD 3D3 school officials first. We'll then get an update from the Manhattan Fire Department and then also the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers at Tuttle Creek Lake as we get an update on construction going on at the Stilling Basin there at around 9:45. We start, though, again with the school district here this morning. They've got a school board meeting later tonight. Dr. Marvin Wade is the superintendent. He joins us via Zoom. Good morning, Dr. Wade.
Good morning, Brandon.
Carla Hagemeister, school board member, also joins him. Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to be here this morning.
Absolutely. And school year is just trucking along here in the spring as we're almost a month away from the last day of class. It's hard to believe.
It really is.
I think someone said 28 days left. I might be wrong, but I think people who are counting know that.
Yeah, 28 school days left, and yeah, that's not many. And we're looking like we're going to navigate through this year, Dr. Wade, with virtually not a lot of hiccups, and it's been nice to see.
Boy, that's a nice way to put it, Brandon. It's been a challenging year, but people have really worked together to do the best we can with what's occurred this year. And as you said, it's looking pretty good. We just want everybody to continue to do the precautions we've been preaching for a year now, just to make sure we can get through the year well. But it's, numbers are good. People are getting vaccinated. We continue to wear the masks, and it's paying off.
Certainly is. And I know there's a lot going on here. Why don't we just start with announcements here this morning? I know we didn't get a lot of prep time this morning with our before the show, but maybe we could start with announcements first.
Sure. Dr. Wade, I can take those if you'd like.
Oh, okay. Yes. Thank you, Carla.
Got them ready. So first off, we've got the kindergarten roundup is coming very soon. It is scheduled for Thursday, April 22nd from 5:45 to 6:45, and it will be a drive-through event. We're adding another elementary school in the fall. We will have Oliver Brown Elementary online. So that means that we will have 10 elementary schools welcoming our kindergartners that night. And if parents are unsure of which school their child will be attending with our new boundaries, or if they're new to the area, then they can call our transportation department. They'll be able to help them identify what school. And their phone number is 785-587-2190. And if they want other information or more information, they can visit our website at usd383.org. So that's our kindergartners. We also have the exciting news that we're moving forward with plans for Manhattan High School prom and commencement. So something on the other end of the spectrum. For commencement, we've been working with Kansas State University and Kansas State Athletics on our plan for the 2021 MHS commencement ceremony. And we're happy to say that we have a date and time for the commencement ceremony. It will be held at Bill Snyder Family Stadium this year, and it will be on Friday, May 14th at 7:30 p.m. The gates will open at 6:30, and at this time, each graduate is going to receive 4 tickets for their family or friends. The prom for MHS, we're going to be able to do that this year, which is exciting for everybody, and it's scheduled for April 17th, so just a little bit over a week away. And it will be from 9 p.m. to midnight at Manhattan Town Center. So that's where they've been holding prom for as long as I can remember. So that's a good return to normalcy. And that more information for both prom and the commencement can be found on our MHS webpage from the same website, usd383.org. Then we've got the 21-22 academic calendar. We have approved it and it has been finalized and can be found on our website now. The first day of school next fall is set for August 18th of 2021. And then our last announcement from Michelle, we've already talked about, there's only 5.5 weeks left of school. May 14th, which is a Friday, is the last day of school for USD 383. So those are our major announcements for tonight that we wanted to make sure the community was aware of.
All right. And I'm guessing we're still kind of pending on summer school. Dr. Wade, is that still kind of on hold at this point?
Well, we're moving forward with the plans for summer programming. And more information will be coming out in the near future. We are waiting on some of the funding issues with the legislature and budgeting some of those issues right now, but we are behind the scenes working on the plans for all kinds of opportunities for our students this summer. So, you know, keep posted for that. Look at the website, and there'll be a lot of information coming there in the near future. All you know, right. I might as well move into the, if it's okay, Brandon, I'll just move into the donations and grants and get those covered.
Sure.
We've got a fourth, we always appreciate the donations and grants, that these really do make a difference. And, you know, every board meeting, we, every time we're on K-Man and in Focus, we talk about these because it adds up over the course of the year and really makes a difference. That we do have this time $17,100 worth of donations to announce. There's $4,000 cash donation from Riley County Raising Riley to Eugene Field Early Learning Center for behavioral and mental health support personnel. There's $12,600 cash grant from Riley County Raising Riley to College Hill Early Learning Center for reduced fees for families, and a $500 cash donation from Parker Wilson to Manhattan High School to help support the track program at Manhattan High School. And it's nice to see Parker's name. It's been a couple of years. He's, you know, anybody who was involved with student council, and people probably remember seeing Parker at athletic and other events in different kind of costumes and garb. So it's great to see his name and great to see him giving back to his alma mater.
I was going to ask that of you, Dr. Wade. When I saw that name, I thought that sure rings a bell. And yes, it's great to see that he graduated in 2019. So he's not been gone too long, and it's neat to see him giving back to the school. And I do believe track was one of his athletic participation. He yes. participated pretty heavily in track. So pretty exciting though, and neat to see that giving back and that connection to our high school.
Yeah, absolutely. That's good stuff. And we're speaking with our USD 383 Manhattan Ogden school officials, Dr. Marvin Wade, superintendent, and board member Carla Hagemeister. I'll tell you what, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll dive into tonight's agenda here with both of them. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.